one of the things that I do as part of my involvement with the yeshiva is sometimes see me at the night seder at my computer, is that after the guys leave yeshiva, pass on to the real world, I call myself the Malach HaMavis when I give everybody their sefer as they're leaving the yeshiva. So it's a tafka that I took on myself to somehow keep in touch with people and go back. And of course, some people keep in touch more than others, some a little less, and some even less than that. But everybody hears from me at least once or twice a week, because, you know, they get this Thursday night shmooze. And on Friday, so I send out a written Dvar Torah, people get that also. But every once in a while, you know, you get a communication from somebody, they ask you a question. It happened last year during the summer's month, someone who had just left, and, you know, they were here for a while, I guess they were mowed already. And they were in a yeshiva, which was, you know, somewhat less enthralled with, you know, the Iyun Mahalach of Torah Moshe. And the question was, you know, Rabbi Sinowitz, could you give me a Marim Makom that will back up the fact that if somebody learns in depth, then he's closer to Hashem? And it sounds almost like a Kiruv question. I sent him back a Marim Makom. I don't know if it was the best Marim Makom, but he seemed satisfied with it. It's a well-known chazal. The chazal is that the Torah says uvay sidbak, that you're supposed to cleave to Hashem. Chazal asked, v'chiyachol adam lidavik b'shchina, a person can cleave to Shechina. V'alei kfar nemar, ki Hashem alekecha, eishoich lohu, he's a fire that consumes. Elohim mar lecha kol amasi bitoy l'talmid chacham, shekari v'shoyne, v'oisa pragmatia in Talmud Chacham, haneu is mahana Talmud Chacham, zehu shenemar alav ubay sidbak. So if you want to cleave to Hashem, if you want to have shaychus to Hashem, have shaychus to a Talmud Chacham. Have your daughter marry a Talmud Chacham, give business to a Talmud Chacham, have friends who are Talmidei Chachamim. A Talmud Chacham is shaychus with Hashem. And so I finished it off. I said, listen, if your definition of Talmud Chacham, at least one, is somebody who understands Torah in depth, so then he's close to Hashem. Hare, the Shechina himself, the Shechina itself is within him. So if you want to get a Sheikhus with Shechina, you have to get Sheikhus with a Talmud Chacham. It's a very, very big yesod in life. Because people all want to be holy. People all want to have a sheikhus with God Almighty Himself. Spooky background music, all kinds of fairy tales. There's no such a thing. Just horror movies. You really want to be Mekayim Ubay Sidbak, the way that you got to do it is through sheikhus with a Talmud Chacham. And Maisa, this chazal and this story, it sort of hit me when I was going through the parsha this week. The famous lashon of the pasuk that I never really thought about too much until today. Atem nitzavim ayom kolchem lefnei Hashem oikechem. Rashi says melamed shekinsa Moshe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu biyom Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu brought people in front of Klal Yisrael on the day of his death lahachnisam bebris. And the Torah goes on, Moshe Rabbeinu warning all of the people that maybe there's somebody amongst you who's been mushpa by the goyim, and when I tell you all the good and all the bad, you're going to say, Shalom li'eli, it's not going to be a problem. B'shiris li'bi eilech. Zog Moshe Rabbeinu lo'yev Hashem, sloyach le'akadosh baruch hu is not going to forgive this person, and he's going to wreak havoc, he's going to destroy you. But every time the Torah says things like that, there's always comfort at the end. And the comfort over here comes after a V, And the Torah says that when all these bad things happen to you, what's going to be the end? You are going to return up until Hashem. You'll listen to His voice. Next pasuk, v'shav Hashem aleikecha shivuscha, and Hashem is going to bring you back. Two things the Mefarshim Chazal teach us over here is number one, v'shav Hashem aleikecha. It doesn't say v'heishiv Hashem aleikecha shivuscha, that He's going to bring back you people to Eretz Yisrael. V'shav, He's going to come back with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Golus with us. And another thing that's pointed out is that Bishavta Hashem Alekecha, Bishav Hashem Alekecha, is that if a person wants the Geula to come, the Geula is brought about by Tshuva. But the point that hit me, and this is what I just want to talk about for a couple of minutes, and as it regards Dibuk B'Talmidei Chachamim, is the Lashon over here, v'shavta ad Hashem aleikecha. Naturally, what would you think it should say? V'shavta el Hashem aleikecha. You should return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say that. It says ad Hashem aleikecha. Ad b'chlal, ad v'loyad b'chlal, whatever you're going to say. But ad is a mashmos that until you get there, until there's a real contact, a real connection, you didn't fully do the job. And the truth of the matter is that the Targum and the Rishonim allude to this fact also. But what exactly does that mean? What does it mean if we're doing tshuva and it's only El Hashem, not Ad Hashem? And what does that have to do with us? And what does that have to do with Dibuk B'Shechina and Dibuk B'Talmidei Chachamim? One of the things that I tell over probably at least once a year is about in my past, the greatest learning experience that I had in my life. I remember it was the last time that I was the last Zman, that I was the Chazer for the Rosh Hashiva's Shir, was the last time we did Bava Basra, Cheska Sabbatim. And during that Zman, so in addition to being the Chazer of the Shir and the Meshiv and the Rosh Hashiva's Shir, and writing up nightly sheets on the Shir that he said that day, so I was also saying the afternoon Seder Shir in the afternoon. And after about 6 months of doing that, I decided, you know, it's time that I gotta switch professions. So after Pesach, so I stopped. I told the Rosh Hashiva, that's it. You know, if I'm saying a shir in the afternoon, so all of the other stuff, you know, you gotta get a replacement. But I remember it was very interesting. At the beginning of the summer Zman, 3-4 weeks in, and there was a void in my life. I had been chazering over the Rosh Hashiva Shir for like about 11 years. And then before that, there was like another 8 or 9 that I was in the Shir. And you have to understand what an achrayus it was. It's just, in order to feel that you were the point man, it wasn't enough to go to Shir. You'd sit with a tape recorder, and I would literally hang on every word, listening over to the Shir at least once or twice more every single day after I went to it. And I went into his office and I said, Rebbe, you know, I didn't appreciate it so much in that 3 weeks without it. I said, thank you very, very much for giving me. It was the greatest learning experience I ever had in my life. I became very emotional. And he said, you know, you can come back. And I said, no. But it was a chiddush atzum. I'll tell you why. Now, you guys don't know me too well. No, you've probably heard about me in the Mashgiach Zvadim without knowing that I was the troublemaker or whatever. But I'm one of the most independent-minded people you'll ever meet in your life. To the extent that people who really know me, it's abrasive to them. The fact that somebody like me could sit and listen to a tape recorder over and over and over again, the Chiddush Atzum. But Chazal tell us that that's how a person grows. Chazal tell us that Aseh Lecha Rav, you have to have a Rebbe. Chiddush, I feel cut mimcha. Even if he's smaller than you. Why? You take a look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam explains the concept. My thoughts are very easy for me to accept. Why? Because they're natural to me. But to be able to accept somebody else's thoughts on an authoritative level and to deal with them and to try to understand what somebody else is saying, that's very, very hard to do. A person learns better from a Rebbe than just independently. And so therefore, at least in this yeshiva, I'm going to say there's one message that people take away from Yeshiva's Teres Moshe, so that people will say, I learn Eon. There's something even more basic than that. You got to have a Rebbe. You have to have a Rebbe in learning. You have to have a Rebbe in life. You have to have a Rebbe. And a Rebbe is not just an idol, a Getchka. So, oh, I'm a Talmud of so-and-so. Okay, very nice. He's not just a mentor. He's more than that. A Rebbe is your link back to Har Sinai and ultimately to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It used to be that you got the words of Torah from your Rebbe because that was Torah Shebal Peh. Nowadays we have it all written down. But at least what's a proper Svara? What's a real Sugya? What's been discussed before by great people in our line? Going all the way back, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva always talks about the Vilna Gaon. I've said in the past, the greatest gift in my life, one of the greatest gifts in my life, is that I feel that I have a link on two great lines. In terms of Musar, I feel like I have a link up from great people straight back to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And from the Rosh Yeshiva, I have a link all the way back, going back to the Vilna Gaon. He says it on every Shabbaton. And from the Vilna Gaon, so you go back, and you go back, and you go back. Moshe Kibbutz Torah MiSinai, all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To really be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to be connected to a Rebbe who is connected to his Rebbe, who is connected to his Rebbe, going all the way back. Otherwise, it's just airy-fairy stuff. There's nothing solid there to connect it to. And Lemaisa, at least on a certain level, this is what you see in the Parsha. There are lots of problems that we all deal with in today's society. So, for instance, I mean, you know, there's no real world anymore. I would say, you know, it used to be when I was growing up, there were two worlds. It was Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. And now you have Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh and Olam Ahu. What's Olam Ahu? You know, take out your phone. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of people today, the Olam Ahu is much more of an Olam Hazeh than the Olam Hazeh is. The real world is going on there in the phone. And this sort of, you know, my true identity is on Facebook. The fact that Facebook is linked back to a real person, okay, that's almost virtual. And Olam Haba, you know. We have another problem. We don't like commitment. Why? Because when I can click and this and that and whatever and ever, I have so many options to be able to commit myself and to stick with something. Very, very hard. It used to be that there was such a thing called kosher style. Now there's such a thing called Haredi style. I can be Haredi today and I don't have to keep mitzvahs. I'm Haredi and I don't daven. I'm Haredi and I don't learn. But I'm Haredi. To be Haredi means that you're committed to something. You learn, you daven, you're really connected. Elamaisa Rabbi said, that's what it means over here. It says, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Unklus is mitargim ad Hashem alekecho. What does it mean? B'toisiv l'dachal al Hashem alekecho. You have to return to the extent that Hashem is real and you're afraid. There's a real connection. The Chizkuni says, "B'shav Hashem alekecho shvus." I'm sorry. The Sfurnai says, "V'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, tia tshuvascha kedei lasos ritzayin kain chol bavad." The reason you're doing tshuva is because you want to really do the ratzon Hashem, not just because it's in style. Ad Hashem alekecha means that you got to do tshuva to the fact that you're committed and you're connected and it's real. And how does that happen? There's only one way: through an emissary. Through somebody who got it from somebody else, who got it from somebody else, who got it from somebody else. Otherwise, it's dream stuff. That's the real thing. I'll just end off with something that happened to me this past Shabbos with one of my kids. It gave me a lot of nachas. And the youngest son. The youngest is always the cutest, you know, the most chen. And we're coming home from shul. And last Friday night, so I had to daven at a particular shul that I don't usually daven at. And I say to him, you know, Yossi, how did you like the shul? And he's like, you know, like it wasn't up to snuff. So I was like, why? What's wrong? He says to me, he's like, what? A little pipsqueak. He goes, "In margishim kol kach kedusha shama." I said, "Wow, you're a Hasidish Rebbe. I got to get close to you." I said, "Where do you feel Kedusha? This place, that place." The thing is, though, he's not wrong. Because when I have to pick a place to daven for Yom Nerahim, I always pick one of those places. Why? Because that's the place that I learn. The place that I learn, there's something going on over there. There's something in the walls. A place that's a makom Torah, you feel connected. And if you have sensitive antenna, then it becomes a palpable kedusha. But that's almost dream stuff. The stuff that's palpable and real is a line of straight people. A Rebbe to a Rebbe to a Rebbe to a Rebbe, Uvay Sidbuk. And then if you have that, so then Be'ezras Hashem, you have a link going straight back to Sinai. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'shavta ad Hashem alekecha." You got to go all the way back to Hashem. It's got to be real. It can't just be imagined. Can't just be a direction. It's got to be all the way there. I want to wish everybody k'siva chasima teva, davening here in this makom kedusha, where you'll be here with your Rabbeim in a place where there's real kedusha and a real mesira. And we should be zecha to many great things. We should continue to learn and grow from each other. And Be'ezras Hashem, we should all be zeche to Shechina and Kedusha in a real sense. Uvay Sidbuk, have a good Shabbos.